Blog Talk Radio.
Here on Yizer Victor Stoppers Radio, and I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy, the security camera ambassador. Today is Saturday, March 28th, 2020. And we made it through, especially a lot of you people that's on the East Coast, we made it through our first week of forced quarantine around the country. A lot of us have been stuck in the house all week long, and we made it through our first week. You guys listen to me on the radio, of course, you're listening at victimstoppersradio.us. If you guys want to watch the TV show, y'all can hit me up. Or look at the show, see what's going on in the studio, all the stuff that I'm up to tonight at victimstopperstv.us. Tonight, I am merging two of my special weekly special shows. I am mixing Hookah Fridays with the Saturday Rundown. As you guys can see, tonight's title show is the Saturday Rundown. If this is your first time ever tuning in on the Saturday Rundown, Saturday is that one day of the week, that I talk about celebrity news, celebrity gossip. I let people call into the radio show and just tell me whatever they want to get off their chest for the week. If you got somebody that didn't piss you off all week, hit me up at area code 516-418-5511 and tell me what's on your mind. Let loose tonight. Tonight is our night to party. Tonight's our night to give somebody the middle finger. Tonight's the night for us to just do whatever the hell we want to do tonight on the Saturday Rundown. Once again, you can hit me up. I'm live right now. Area code 516-418-5511. At the same time, I go over some of the highlights of things that stuck out to me through the week. Some weeks is four things. Some weeks is seven things. Some weeks it's just whatever I can get in that hour's time, right? One thing I want to apologize to all you guys first off is all this week on the TV station, we've been having a lot of technical difficulties. A lot of technical difficulties. And that's the reason why I didn't do the show last night, because the television station would not broadcast. All right, let me slow down. Then earlier in the week, there was a lot of issues with the internet. Okay? So hopefully tonight, we won't have any issues, because if that's the case, y'all gonna see me cussing and fussing for real tonight. If you guys are listening to the radio show, I'm taking some pauses because I'm hitting my hookah. Because I told you I'm mixing Hookah Fridays with the Saturday Rundown because I didn't get a chance to do the Hookah Friday last night. Right. No. First thing I want to get into what happened in the world of Digital Guard this week was we relaunched our social network called Victim Stoppers. You guys can see it behind me right here. If you guys listen to the radio station, just go to the website, victimstoppers.us. You guys watch the TV show, you can see it right here behind me. But Victim Stoppers is our social network that we have here at Digital Guard. We have two social networks. We have Yizer, we have Victim Stoppers. So, Victim Stoppers. This is our social network. This is our news. This is our social network for you guys, like I tell you guys all the time. Once we know better, we do better. Victim Stoppers is our social network where there will be no more excuses for us to not know what's going on. We've been having a serious situation going on this week with the coronavirus. And like I had a show earlier this week where we said we was warned about the coronavirus. And so I'm going to make sure from this point on that we would never get stuck not knowing. And that's what Victim Stoppers is. It is a private social network. There's only room for 100,000 members. But right now we are suspending the membership for the first 90 days. It's free. Because I know a lot of you guys are stuck in the house right now, and you guys need to get some information. There's some information stuff on there. There's entertainment stuff. There's videos and stuff on there that let you guys know what's going on. So please join victorstoppers.us. Support the movement. All right, let me get to my first topic of tonight's Saturday Rundown. And my next first topic is a story that I posted on Victim Stoppers earlier in the week, and it has to do with ibuprofen. Let me find it right there. Boom. You guys can read the story on victimstoppers.us. The reason why this ibuprofen thing is on my list this week as part of my Saturday Rundown is this. Because all last week, I was having mad headaches. All last week, my ass couldn't sleep. And anybody who knows, shit, what the fuck? Sorry, you guys, I just spilled my damn water and shit all over the damn board. Anyway, damn thing. Anyway, all last week, I could not sleep. So I was popping Advil PMs for some sleep. And I was taking ibuprofen for the headache. So then I get a call last Monday. Somebody said to me, oh my God, we saw in the news today that you cannot take ibuprofen or Advil because if you do have symptoms of the coronavirus, that it will accelerate the symptoms so that if you do have it, it might be hard for you to get rid of it, or it might even help accelerate it and it will kill your ass. So from Monday to Wednesday, I was a nervous wreck, like, oh shit, if I got the coronavirus, I'm done, because I was taking Advil and ibuprofen the whole week prior. Not only was I taking the Advil and the ibuprofen, all of a sudden, I felt like I had a sore throat. Didn't have a sore throat. I started letting my mind take over and start making me have, feel like I had symptoms that I didn't have. Not only did I do that, I went and broadcast on the radio show. I posted a story on Victim Stoppers and said, do not take Advil, do not take ibuprofen, because they got on the news and said that it's bad for you. You've got symptoms of corona, or if you do get corona, do not take Advil or ibuprofen. And the reason why this story is part of my rundown is because 2 days later, come to find out it was fake news. I had people contact me and said, Dwayne, that story about ibuprofen isn't real. But the problem is I fact-checked it before I posted it. I got the information from CNN and CNN and MSNBC and all the stuff. I fact-checked it. Come to find out it was a fake news story because a company overseas somewhere, I think in Paris or something, put this story out or whatever, and it grew legs, and next thing you know, everybody posted that story. Well, on Victor Suppers, it's the real story. Kind of found out that ibuprofen and Advil do not accelerate your symptoms to corona. That's why this story is on Victor Suppers right now. That's why this story right here, it's part of my rundown. So check out the story, you guys. So your man, Dwayne, thought I was going out. I scared myself so much. I was like, yo, I didn't gave myself the coronavirus by taking ibuprofen and Advil. My first fake news story. All right. My next rundown story for tonight, March 28th, 2020. Like I said, only time I talk about celebrity news and stuff like that is on Saturdays. And the reason why my number two story of the week of my Saturday rundown is the rapper Scarface. I believe it was Wednesday. Scarface announced that he actually has the coronavirus. Scarface is probably one of the top, he's definitely in my top five. He's probably one of the top 10 rappers of all time. Brad is actually my top five at least, right? Well, Scarface did an interview on Willie D's podcast, and Willie D is his band member from the Ghetto Boys. And Brad said that he was so affected by the coronavirus that he felt like he was about to die. He said he was about to die. I think he said something about his kidneys just failing and everything. And I was like, yo, this is the real deal. It's been other celebrities who's got on there and talk about, you know, they had the corona or whatever. But like they say, sometimes until somebody that you connect with gets it, it makes you feel like it hits home. And when Scarface said that he has the coronavirus, it hit home with me because that's one of my favorite rappers. What's up, Tim? Welcome. All right. So, yeah, so Scarface, our prayers at here at Digital Guard and Victim Stoppers and at Yizer is going out to you, sir. Please get better, Scarface. Man, oh, guys, you guys is crazy. See this? I don't know if you guys can see if you watch the TV show. See my hand? My hand is so dry. It's so dry because I've always washed my hands, but that's another thing about the corona thing. It didn't take a damn disease that spread across the world that's killing people for me to decide to wash my ass and clean my hands. I've always been like that. I've always been a germaphobe. Anybody who knows Dwayne, your security camera ambassador, knows that I've always been a germaphobe, right? Well, you guys, I know you guys watch, listen to the radio show, can't see this. You guys watch TV. My hands are so dry because now I'm like super scrubbing my damn hands. I mean, I'm scrubbing my hands like I'm about to go to surgery. I'm scrubbing my hands so much, and then I'm constantly putting hand sanitizer on my hands. So now my hands are so damn dry. I mean, like dry. Like now I got to get some type of moisturizer to put on my hands. So you guys out there, anybody want to share with me their Saturday rundown? Tell me five. Give me two stories, something that you want to get off your chest this week. You can hit me up live right now at the radio station at area code 516-418-5511. Once again, that's area code 516-418-5511. Before I get into my next rundown story, because I already talked about the ibuprofen and I talked about Scarface having a coronavirus. Also, what we did this week when we launched Victim Stoppers, I was sitting on my porch the other day, right? And I saw a person pull up to my neighbor's house delivering food for DoorDash, right? Excuse me, that's nasty. I'm burping and shit on the radio and TV. It's Saturday night. It's my rundown. Anyway. So, I'm watching this DoorDash delivery person, right? They walked up, knocked on the people's door. The DoorDash driver did at least have gloves on, right? They had gloves on. But the person who answered the door did not have gloves on or anything, right? They opened up the door, and I promise you guys, I might be psyching myself out with this whole coronavirus thing, but I promise you guys, as soon as I saw them open up the door, I saw a big green plume of smoke come out those people's house. It was like a big green plume of germs. I just saw all these germs floating out this door, just getting covering up the whole body of this DoorDash delivery person. And I'm thinking to myself, like, oh my God, even if they got gloves on, these food delivery people, they can still get the corona because they're touching the bag that they get from the restaurant. And they're going to all these random people's houses, opening up the door and getting exposed to germs and shit. So at that point, your man, Dwayne Abernathy, your security camera ambassador, had an epiphany. And my epiphany was because here at Digital Guard, we own a security concierge service. If anybody knows what a concierge service is you pretty much have your own personal person to run errands for you or do certain things for you, right? I know I wipe my nose on TV. I'm cool. It's my allergies. I told y'all that. Okay. So we have this security concierge service at Digital Guard called Task Crush. So I had an epiphany when I saw this worker for DoorDash possibly getting the coronavirus, which made me it's like, you know what? At Digital Guard, we need to introduce no contact food delivery service with Task Crush. You guys can see the Task Crush behind me. If you watch me on the TV show, we launched Task Crush starting next week. So next week, for all Victim Stoppers members in Indianapolis, we're going to launch Indianapolis first. Then we're going to launch Atlanta, Georgia. Then we're going to launch Nashville, Cincinnati. We're going to do New Orleans and Houston at the same time. We're going to do Chicago starting out. How it worked is this. Let me see if I can pull this picture up for you guys. We are going to, for Victim Stoppers members, what how this works. You will call a designated restaurant location that we have picked. So we only going to go to restaurants that we have picked as authorized pickup locations, right? And when we go there, you will call in your order, a call-in order on the telephone. When you call in the order, you're our client with your concierge service. You're always going to have the same concierge person delivering your food. So it's no more random people. So everybody who delivers your food from Task Crush, you're going to know who they are. You're always going to have the same three concierges. We're always going to post a health report of that concierge person every day live on Victim Stoppers. So you will never have a stranger delivering you your food, right? All of our concierges will be protected. They will have face masks on. They will have gloves on, right? You guys can see this picture behind me? The people on the radio station to see the picture, go to victimstoppers.us. You will make a call-in order for your food. We will go to the restaurant, pick the food up for you. The food will be put into a secure food delivery tote. So no one touches that food except for the people who prepared that food for you. We put that food in that tote. We're going to bring that food to your house. We're going to hit you up on Victor Stuff, say your food is on the porch. We're going to watch you pick the food up off the porch. It's going to be in a tote. And then your next order, you put that tote back on your porch. We bring another clean tote to you. We take that tote with us to sanitize it. It's going live next week in Indianapolis for all Victim Stopper members in Indianapolis. And the reason why we're doing this is because we want to protect you guys out there. We also want to protect the delivery people. I'm sorry, you guys. You guys out there, you're risking your damn life. I'm telling you, this corona thing is no joke. And y'all out there risking your life for all these companies. You have to protect yourself. You have to wear the gloves the whole 9 yards. So check it out right here. Task Crush is on Victim Stoppers. No contact food delivery. All right. My third story that I want to get into tonight on my Saturday rundown is this. Donald Trump, our commander-in-chief, getting on the news, well, the news press conference the other day, saying he wants the country back to work by Easter Sunday. That night on my radio show, I said that I agree with Donald Trump on saying that. I also said that I think that's the smartest thing that Donald Trump said was the response to all the people who had a problem with him saying that. And this is it. And anybody who wants to have something to say about this story, once again, you can hit me up live right now, area code 516-418-5511. And this is it. Donald J. Trump, our president, our commander-in-chief, said this. If people do not start going back to work soon, you think the coronavirus is going to be a problem. It's really going to be a problem when people are at home with no money, with no food, and getting desperate, getting depressed. And now when people are depressed, they're going to do stuff like committing suicide. People are going to get depressed, like start violence. Crime is going to go up because now people are going to be out robbing and looting to get food and money. That's my green tea right here, you guys. Anybody watch me? I got my green tea with all my herbs in here. It's so funny, you guys. I'm following all the remedies to make sure you don't get corona, right? I'm making sure I'm protecting myself. But then they said corona doesn't accept nothing like heat. Heat kills it. So I've been taking hot water, right, putting it on a stove, putting some lemon in there, putting some salt in there, and I'm getting it real, real hot. So then if you guys can't see this on the radio, but you guys can see me on TV. Then I'm going, getting the steam. Then I'm taking a towel, putting it over my head, and I'm steaming. Sucking in the steam in my nose and my throat to clear out any type of bacteria, anything that possibly is inside my body, outside of everything else that I'm doing. I am not playing with the Rona. I am not playing with Rona. I'm not playing with... Uh-oh. Hold on. I'm back, you guys. I can't blow my nose on the radio. It's my allergies, you guys. As the old people say, you got the fever. You got hay fever, right? I'm not playing with Rona. Right. Now, back to Donald Trump. And like I said, anybody had a problem with this or you guys want to tell me what your rundown is for Saturday, hit me up right now, Erica, 516-418-5511. People, the longest people are at home, as long as people staying at home and start getting antsy and stuck in the house and they start not making money, I'm telling you guys, crime is going to go up and it's going to be pandemonium. There are already stories out right now of down in Mexico, people are already looting grocery stores. There are people looting grocery stores in Mexico already. All right? That's why I'd agree with Donald Trump. And what Donald Trump said, I hate to say it, that's one of the smartest things a man ever said. Say, yo, that's why we got to get these people back to work, because if not, it's going to get worse. And then we're going to have another problem on our hands. Could you imagine, like, all those movies? Think about all those movies that's been out, like, the zombie movies of, like, what's that, The Walking Dead, or watching movies like The Purge, stuff like that. That stuff can really happen. It can really happen. So that's why, that's my rundown number, what's that, number three for this week. So you guys, we really do need to get back to work by Easter. Not on Easter Sunday, but at least by Easter. If you guys have any comments or you guys want me to say, talk about your rundown, you can also go to the chat room. We got the chat room on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. You know what? The radio station has a chat room too, but I'll never bring it up. I'm going to start bringing that up too. So that's my number three story. All right? Hey, you guys, check this out. You know, you guys, I'm Mr. Conspiracy Theory. I'm always looking at conspiracies. Have you guys ever heard of a book called, what's the name of that book? Behold a Pale Horse. You guys ever heard of a book called, what is his name again? Beyond a Pale Horse. The author is William Cooper. Right? You guys need to read this book, or you guys need to get the audio book. I got the audio book in my hand if you watch me on the TV show, right? And he's dead now. They actually killed him after this book came out. This guy used to be a Navy intelligence officer, right? And he talks about all the things that's going on now that's true, that's happening right now. This is the type of people that they say are conspiracy theorists. This guy right here, they banned this book for years. I think this book came out in 2001 or something like that. Like I said, they killed him. He's dead. Check this out. He talks about AIDS. He talks about how AIDS actually has a patent on AIDS. Like AIDS, he shows the proof that AIDS was man-made. Just like this week, where I show that there is a patent for the coronavirus. Not necessarily this strain of corona, but it proves that coronavirus was made in a lab. There's many coronaviruses out there, and coronavirus was not started by somebody eating a damn bat in China. You guys are stuck in the house anyway, so I'm going to give you guys plenty of stuff to do, plenty of homework. Go to Victim Stoppers and read the stories. Check out this book right here, Behold a Pale Horse. Check it out. You can listen to it on Audible. You can listen to the audio version on Audible, or you can go buy it. So check this out right here. I'm going to listen to this shit again tonight or this weekend because I don't have nothing else to do. So, yeah, check that out. Right? Now, I also have a video that I posted on Victim Stoppers News page. It's Victim Stoppers News, where there's a guy, another guy like Mr. William Cooper, that talks about all the conspiracies that's going on that's practically true and they're happening right now. Okay? How much time I got left? I got 29 minutes. So I need to speed up. My next story tonight. I was so surprised that this particular person made my list. I like her because I think she's sexy, but at the same time, I don't like a lot of the images that she portrays. But she said something this week. Damn it, I keep spilling this shit. She made my list, and that's Cardi B. Cardi B made my Saturday rundown this week. Cardi B posted on Instagram earlier this week talking about coronavirus and talking about the vaccine for the coronavirus. And she asked the same question I asked. Well, if they create a vaccine for coronavirus, is it free? If you're a person that got coronavirus and you go to the hospital and then you get this vaccine that they're creating, does your insurance cover that? These are Cardi B's words. I was so surprised. Cardi B, check her out. Go to her page on Instagram and listen to it. She actually had a rant. You guys know I'm good at rants. I rant 6-7 days a week, so you guys know how I do when it comes to the rants. But she had a lot of valid points about all these rich people out here. Yeah, they get it. They got coverage, but are they really going to protect the middle class? Are they really going to protect the poor when it comes to this coronavirus? Or are you just a sitting duck and you just, you know, if you survive, you survive. But if you don't, you're just a number that dies when it comes to coronavirus. So Cardi B made my rundown this week. Story number 4. You can check out her rant. Go to Cardi B's Instagram page. All right, you guys. Well, you guys like me, since y'all been on this mandatory, quarantine or whatever, and we stuck in the house hours after hours after hours, you can only do so much work. You can only do so much TV watching or whatever. Or you find yourself up all night long. See, I already didn't sleep before the Rona, right? I was already up all the time. But I was at least out the house and doing stuff or whatever. So when I come home, I can relax and maybe even fall asleep. But now, oh my God, you guys, I am bouncing off the walls being stuck in the house, right? So I'm up all night long. I mean, this week, I promise you, especially since I had the scare and couldn't take no Advil PMs or nothing like that to help me sleep, I'm up all night on Instagram and YouTube and social media just looking for things to entertain me, right? So I ran across, and this is my number 5 story this week, I ran across the comedian Godfrey. Are you guys familiar with the comedian Godfrey? I've seen him before. He's funny. I used to listen to a show. He used to have a show on XM Radio. But lately, Godfrey, late at night, does like a 3-hour stream on Instagram. And he's been talking to some of the finest women in the world. I cannot think of his name. This one little chick, she's like half Korean, half black. I'm in love with this woman. She is so fine. She was actually, I think, on the House of Pain, stuff like that. She's an actress. I cannot remember her name. I want to say her name was Denise, but I could be wrong. But she's fine. She's funny. She's smart. Okay? Godfrey's smart, too. And then last night, he was interviewing CeCe Peniston. You guys remember having a conversation with CeCe Peniston? CeCe's fine. She's sexy. And I found out last night, CeCe, like, she got a little freak in her, too. CeCe said last night, she don't have no problem putting that work in, if you guys know what I mean. CeCe last night was talking about that y'all women like the size or the fit better? And a lot of women got in there and voted said that y'all like the fit better. Yes, I'm talking about sex tonight. Saturday night's a Saturday rundown. I'm liable to talk about anything, you guys. We grown. We adults. We stuck in the house. So I'm here to entertain you guys, but also still give you things to think about. So CC Pendleton, I am officially a fan of CC Pendleton. But anyway, so last night he was talking to CC Pendleton. Then he also was under talking to Roland Martin, and Russell Simmons was in the chat room. I don't care what they say about Russell. Russell's the godfather. Russell gets my respect. Russell, I've been following Russell Simmons my whole life because that dude took something, made something out of nothing. I mean, made nothing out of something. He is the godfather of hip hop. So if you guys find yourself like me at night, can't sleep or nothing, go to Instagram, look up the comedian by the name of Godfrey. This dude is funny as hell. And he's on there for like 3 hours talking to people. That's some good late night stuck in the house because of coronavirus entertainment. So after you listen to me on Yaiser Victor Suppers Radio, the Moving Forward Radio Show, and after you watch a few hours of Digital Guard TV, I need for y'all to go look up the comedian Godfrey. He usually comes on about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, this is so cool too, you guys. You guys that's on the TV, y'all can see this. You guys listen to the radio show. Another cool thing about Victor Suppers, we have chat rooms. And so we can create private chat rooms where you guys can just get on and communicate with other members of Victor Suppers. Use this as a tool to learn, but also use it as a tool to have some fun also. We got all these chat rooms you guys can see over here. Look, over here. We got all these different private chat rooms. You guys can DM me when you're on Victor Suppers, and I can create a chat room for you. So there you go right there. We got the chat rooms and everything. All right, now. So Godfrey is my number 5. Okay? Now, you guys, now I'm about to switch to my number 6 story. So far, you guys, if you guys just tuning in, tonight is my Saturday rundown. Now, my Saturday rundown, I go through seven things that stuck out for me throughout that week, right? So far, my number 1 story was the ibuprofen fake news story, okay? Ibuprofen does not accelerate the coronavirus, all right? My number 2 story was the rapper Scarface announced that he does have the coronavirus. All right? If you guys just tuning in, right? My number 3 story tonight that I talked about so far is Donald Trump saying that he wants the country to get back to work by Easter Sunday, and everybody had a damn fit. Nancy Pelosi and everybody had a fit, and I agreed with Donald Trump. My number 4 story that I talked about this week, that's funny. In one freaking week, I agreed with Donald Trump and Cardi B in 1 week. Damn, I have evolved. I have evolved. Okay? My number 6 story of this week in my rundown. This is a 2-part story. The first part is, you guys, my first love was DJing. I always loved the art of DJing. I used to manage DJs at a time in Atlanta. I also tried DJing growing up, but I realized I like being more behind the scenes than actual DJing. Well, DJ D-Nice, if you guys know who DJ D-Nice is, if you guys know your hip-hop history, DJ D-Nice used to be the DJ for, Scott LaRock and, I can't think of his damn name now. Oh, KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions. If you guys know your hip-hop history, Boogie Down Productions, one of the most dopest hip-hop crews of all time. Well, DJ D-Nice has been doing these in-house live stream house parties. where he DJed for 9 straight hours. It was a 9-hour long party. He put it down. He had the internet on lock, right? So, since that been happening, other DJs have been doing their live streams, but every night, for 4 hours a night, Questlove from the world famous group The Roots is doing a live stream on YouTube, DJing live from the living room for 4 hours straight. It's a far along party. I'm showing it right now behind me. This is what your man Dwayne has been doing. What's up, Trump 2020? You the real Donald Trump, or you just supporting Trump for 2020? Anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Moving Forward show here on Guys of Victim Stoppers Radio, VictimStoppersTV.us. Welcome. This is what I've been doing, you guys. 4 hours a night, I've been partying with DJ Questlove. I've been watching The Comedian Godfrey for 3 hours on Instagram. At the same time, I'm watching DJ Questlove DJ in his living room. Hello, my friend, just supporter. Thank you, support. Like I told somebody earlier, earlier this week, I believe that Donald Trump said one of the smartest things I ever heard him say. He said, we need to get back to work by Easter Sunday. And the reason why America has to get back to work, because if not, we're going to have more problems because people are unemployed. Crime's going to go up. People are going to start robbing and stealing for food. So I told everybody, get off Donald Trump's back and let him do his job. All right? Now, DJ Questlove, you guys, if you guys need something to do tonight, after y'all get done watching me, of course, because I'm getting off in 16 minutes. I have 16 minutes, and this is my number 6 story of my rundown this week. DJ Questlove is putting in that work. So far tonight, I don't know, he's in a mellow mood tonight. He has on his turban tonight. He's playing a lot of mellow music tonight. I don't know if you guys can hear that in the background, but he's pretty mellow tonight. He hasn't broke down straight hip, old school hip hop or any type of hip hop so far, but I don't know if you can hear him in the background, but oh, he's doing a Stevie Wonder tribute right now. That's what it is. But check him out. After you get done watching me tonight, go check out DJ Questlove on YouTube. He is my number 6 story this week, right? I love this sweatshirt he got. He actually got a sweatshirt of Sade holding an AK-47. You can't hear it. Am I muted? Oh, you can't hear the music behind me. Let me see. Can you hear that? You found it? Are you watching it? You watch? Okay, you got it? All right, Trump 2020. So right now he's doing a Stevie Wonder tribute. That's one of my favorite all-time Stevie Wonder cuts. Hold on, you guys. It's time to dance. It's a tight dance moment. Oh, this is my favorite. Oh my God, it's one of my favorite Stevie Wonders.
It's something that you love.
Woo!
Make me feel, yeah. Knocks me off my feet. And makes me weak.
There you go, Saturday Night Dancing. Go ahead. Go ahead, Trump 2020. Get your dance on. Woo, yeah. You chair dance in Trump 2020. Go ahead and get your chair dance on. Ha ha. Yeah. All you guys out there that's listening and watching, get your chair dance up right now. That's what we doing. We quarantine. You can't go nowhere. You're stuck in the house. You might as well chair dance with your man Dwayne right now. Oh, yeah. Get your chair dance on. Oh, yeah. So this is what I've been doing, you guys, for 4 hours. Let me turn this down for a second. So this is what I've been doing, you guys, for 4 hours every night. I've been partying with Questlove after I watched the comedian Godfrey for 3 hours on Instagram. Uh-oh. Is that Wu-Tang? That's Wu-Tang's trip. Hold on. I'm sorry, you guys. The party just started. I'm sorry. We got 12 minutes to go. In 12 minutes, I'm not going to be live anymore. In 12 minutes, I'm going to be doing this for the next 3 hours. Oh, ODB. Yo, oh, hey, you guys, if you're at home right now, like I said, Saturday night's a Saturday night rundown. We partying. You know what I'm saying? If you got some libations, pour you a drink. If you're a smoker, if it's legal, roll you up a fat one. Get your hookah. Get your girl. I know you're quarantined, but get your girl anyway. Take a chance tonight and have some fun. Party with me and Questlove. You got 12 more minutes to party with me, though. Trump 2020 is partying with me tonight. Yo. Like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Oh, you guys, hold on for a second. Let me pause it, brother. He said, baby, I like it raw. I'm not going to say hit it raw tonight, but if you do, sanitize it first. All right. You guys, this is what we do on Saturday night. Oh, my song's back on. I'm sorry, you guys. I love this Stevie Wonder song. This is my favorite Stevie Wonder song of all time. I like this flavor of hookah that I'm smoking tonight. What you got going on, Trump 2020? What you talking about? What you got? Found him. All right, you found him. All right. Questlove. The next 3 hours. Check him out. Thank you for putting it in the chat, too. You guys hit that link. Knock me off my feet. Off my feet. All you guys out there, join victimstoppers.us. Support the movement. Support our social network, victimstoppers.us. You see this? Got some security cameras too, baby. All right, now, let me turn this down for a second because I got to get out of here. 9 minutes. All right, you guys, this is my last story for the night. Let me turn Quest down for a second. It's my last story for the night. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you for the follow, Trump 2020. My last story for tonight for my Saturday rundown. Before I tell you guys my last story for the Saturday rundown, because I have 9 minutes and then I'm out of here. My first story was, oh, I just sniffled again. I don't have the Rona, you guys. That's my allergies. The first one was the fake news of the ibuprofen. The fake story of ibuprofen. Go check it out. Ibuprofen, you can use it. I'm not no doctor now. I'm just going by what they said. That story was fake news. It's been fixed. Ibuprofen is not going to accelerate corona in you. Okay? My number two story this week was the rapper Scarface from the the historical group, the Ghetto Boys, has the coronavirus. He has the coronavirus. He said his kidneys was failing, but he's doing better. He's good. He's at home. All right? My number three story was the story from our Commander-in-Chief, Donald J. Trump. Everybody got on Trump about get everybody to work by Easter, and I agree with Donald Trump. I agree with Donald Trump. Because if we don't get back to work soon, we're going to see chaos. You ever seen a movie, The Purge? It's going to go down. All right? My allergies. You know what's so funny, you guys? My allergies only act up when I'm live on TV. When I'm doing my live TV show, my allergies act up in the morning and at night when I'm doing my show. All right. My next story, which I said was so funny, in 1 week I agree with Donald Trump and Cardi B at the same time. The rapper Cardi B down there, and she did a rant on her Instagram saying, you know, this is cool that they're making a vaccine for the coronavirus, but who's going to pay for it? Is your insurance going to pay for the coronavirus vaccine? Somebody has to pay for it. All right? So check out her story on her Instagram. My number five story this week was the comedian Godfrey. I told you guys, we're all stuck in the house. If you like me, that can't sleep at night, I'm up all night finding something to do. Instagram, Godfrey gets on about 1 o'clock in the morning. He's on for 3 hours. And he has some of the finest women on there, too. Godfrey got to connect with the women. That's the comedian Godfrey, and he's funny as shit. My number six story was, of course, DJ Questlove from the famous group The Roots. Check him out. 4 hours a night on YouTube. My last story of the night, because I got to get out of here in 6 minutes, is drum roll, please. Not Gilbert Godfrey. No, Godfrey. He's a comedian. He's an African comedian. His name is Godfrey. Take the Gilbert out, Trump 2020. Funny as shit. He has all these different voices and everything. He's funny as hell. He used to have a show on XM Radio. It's Godfrey. But Gilbert Godfrey's funny too, but it's Godfrey. Okay? How do you spell Godfrey? Hold on. Let me see if I can. I don't have time to find it for you, Trump 2020, but it's Godfrey. Just Godfrey. Okay? My number one story this week was this. And it's posted right now on Victim Stoppers News front page. And it's the Amazon delivery driver. Did you guys see the video of the Amazon delivery driver that delivered a package? Oh, you're welcome to Trump 2020. He spit in his hands, rubbed his hands on the package, right? Rubbed his hands on the package, then, of course, took the picture to show that he delivered the package. This whole thing was caught on somebody's Ring camera. That's why I tell you guys, our video cameras work. And we have Ring cameras, too, at DigitalGuardLive.com. We sell Ring security cameras. But that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. That's why video cameras are so important to have at your house, because what you don't see will hurt you. What you don't see will hurt you. So these people's Ring video camera caught this guy spitting in his hands and rubbing his hands on their package. That's my number one story, because he has to go. We got to get him out the streets. He might be passing the Rona. How nasty is that, you guys? This guy is spitting on packages. If you guys haven't seen the video, go to victimstoppers.us, our social network, to see the video. And that's it, you guys. That's my Saturday rundown. I'm about to relax. Watch me some more Questlove. Watch me some Godfrey. Eat me some chips. I know this sounds disgusting. Some chips and Brussels sprouts. I have officially become an official vegan because there's no meat in the stores. So I've been eating vegetables all freaking week. So I'm like, hell, I've been eating vegetables for 2 weeks. And I already ate a lot of vegetables anyway, so why go back to meat? I'm good. You guys, it's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I love you guys. Thank you guys for the support. Check me out every Monday night, Monday through Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Moving Forward Radio Show. Please support the movement. Please join victimstoppers.us, our social network. Okay? Please support our sponsors. You guys need those security cameras and tell everybody about us. It's digitalguardlive.com. You need those security cameras. We also have the self-defense products there. So check us out. Okay? And like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, everybody. Trump 2020, our new listener. Welcome to the family. You guys have a good night. Like I tell you guys once again, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace. I'm out. If I'm not here tomorrow, I may be in paradise. I'm out. This is Man Dwayne Abernathy, your security camera ambassador. Boom, I'm out.
I can take the pitchfork from the devil. Keep a super suit like I'm incredible. From the deep blue sea to the dark blue sky. Woman break down inside. I'm the baddest man alive. I'm the baddest man alive. I'll take no mess and I'll take no jive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly. Wise your hood, flashing max on the cop the way a gangster should. I snatch food from the mouth of a tiger. Take a gasoline bath and I walk through fire. Bear hug a grizzly, suck milk from a kitty. Take the sergeant hat from his head and use it for a frisbee. Spit in the crocodile face. Have a menage a trois with two female apes. Then sleep in the barrel of bush and eyes. I drink honey straight from the beehive. Bungee jumping off the Empire State. Butt naked, rollerblading across the Golden Gate. Butt naked with the baddest man alive, and I don't plan to die. When the grim reaper come, I look her right in his eye. I bust up in the face of the witch of the east. Tell a great white shark to go and brush his teeth. Other man who stole the golden fleece. And I date great beauty right in front of the beast. The baddest man alive, and I don't plan to die. Come on, tell about it. I'm the baddest man alive.